Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. According to the Alliance of Religions and Conservation, an estimated 100 million people go on spiritual pilgrimages around the world each year, some for hours, some for weeks. But why, and what are they searching for? Those are among the questions best-selling author Bruce Feiler explores in a new PBS series premiering on SDPB-TV tomorrow. It's called Sacred Journeys with Bruce Feiler. In the six-part series, Feiler accompanies pilgrims from the U.S. in their spiritual quest to sites in France, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Jerusalem, India, and Nigeria. In the opening episode, Feiler goes to a Roman Catholic shrine and healing waters in Lourdes, France, with the Wounded Warriors. That's a group of soldiers injured in Iraq and Afghanistan. Feiler's books include Walking the Bible, A Journey by Land Through Five Books of Moses, and Abraham, A Journey to the Heart of Three Faiths. Feiler also hosted an earlier PBS program, Walking the Bible. He joins us on the line. And Bruce, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
My pleasure. What a complete introduction. I feel like I have nothing to add. That's fantastic. Thank you very much for making me feel so welcome.
Is Sacred Journey something of a sequel or a continuation of the work of your previous books and shows?
Well, you know, yes and no. I think that the yes is that I have, for as you very kindly mentioned, been going on journeys like this for several decades now. Walking the Bible came out in 2001. Abraham came out in 2002, and I've been doing this quite a lot. The TV series Walking the Bible was a few years after the book, and I climbed Mount Ararat and crossed the Red Sea and tasted manna and trekked up the east bank of the Jordan, ended on Mount Nebo, where Moses dies overlooking the Promised Land. And about 5 years ago now, PBS came to me and asked me if I wanted to do a show on pilgrimage. And my original reaction was no. I said, look, I don't really want to make a series of Wikipedia entries, right? That pilgrimages are just strange journeys that strange people go on in strange places and that are very other and different, and that sort of the viewer would look and sort of feel it was like looking at a National Geographic back in the day that's very sort of far away and not relevant. At the same time, you know, what is the thing that you hear most in religious circles these days? It's, oh, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual, right? I'm on a journey of some kind. Everybody is searching for something, and so my goal was to find a way that whatever journey you're on, you can see it reflected on the screen, which is why because in Walking the Bible, while I was in every scene, and I'm the one going through the transformation, and this gets to the no part of your question. In the show, I couldn't do that in all these different places, so we spent a year finding pilgrims who were going so that we could see the journey through their eyes. And I'm there just to sort of make sense and make connections between and among the different journeys.
How open were these pilgrims to you and a film crew to be there a part of what is a very personal experience?
Well, I understand the question. You know, on the surface, it would seem, and we're seeing incredibly intimate moments. You mentioned Lourdes that we begin with on Tuesday night, the 16th, and the show then airs on Tuesdays through the rest of the year, 2 hours on Tuesday nights. And, this is an amazing journey that's never been shown on television. It took us a year to get permission from the Pentagon, where you've got 40 wounded warriors, legs blown off, blinded. We have an African-American sniper from Kansas who had a grenade go off in his mouth. And they're making this journey, and you would think that they would be hesitant, right? There's this sort of fascinating tension between these grizzled veterans. And unlike, say, the Jesus Trail, which we have an hour on, or the Hajj, this is not going on the footsteps of some ancient journey. This is where in 1858 a 14-year-old peasant girl had these encounters with the Virgin Mary, and this shrine that now 4 million people visit has all this has popped up in the last 150 years. But I will tell you, I have been on these journeys for many years around the world, and there is just nothing like somebody sitting down and looking you in the eye and saying, "I'm interested in you. Tell me what you believe. Tell me what journey you're on. What questions? What doubts do you have?" And instead of kind of clamming up, people are so grateful, and it's just so rare that anybody asks, they pour out the most incredible, emotional, just exhilarating and captivating stories. And that's really what happened in this show, too.
There are a number of different stories throughout the series, Sacred Journeys. Is there one, however, that perhaps really encapsulates what the six-part series, Sacred Journeys, is about?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, the one that came to mind when you asked that question, it takes place in on the second week, right? So tomorrow, on the 16th, you're seeing Lourdes, and we're seeing Shikoku, which is an 800-mile Buddhist trek in Japan. The following week, on the 23rd, that's 2 days before Christmas, there's an hour on Israel, where you have the Walking the Jesus Trail and the Jewish Journey. And then the second hour there is the Hajj. And then the last night is on the 30th is bathing with 100 million people in the Ganges in India, and then an hour and this incredible story of African Americans going back to reclaim their roots in Africa. But the story, if I'm going to pick one story, I would pick the story of Brian Kwan. So Brian Kwan is a young man from Colorado Springs. He was actually born to Buddhist parents. He's Taiwanese American, and he converted to Christianity at age 16, and then in his 20s, his father dies suddenly. And this creates for Brian what many of the pilgrims that we met along the way experienced, which is a sort of a crisis of some kind, right? In his case, it was a crisis of faith. How can I love a God who will take my father from me without even saying goodbye? We meet people in this entire series who are graduating from school, entering a new part of their life, have lost a loved one or lost a job, who just got divorced or who are retiring and starting a new phase. People tend to go on these journeys, and in fact, in general, they tend to be, you know, engage religion in moments of transition in their lives. And so Brian sets out with just the clothes on him. He did it like Jesus did, just the clothes on his back, 4 days, 40 miles. And in the course of it, he sort of works through a lot of his anxiety and is so moved and transformed by it that by the end of the experience in the River Jordan, he actually goes to this full body immersion, which we capture on camera. And it's amazing. And it sort of allowed him to work through a pain that's very familiar to many people listening to our conversation. What do I believe in this moment? And I'm going to struggle with it, but I'm going to be determined to find an answer.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Bruce Feiler. He's the host of a new PBS series, six-part PBS series called Sacred Journeys, and it premieres on SDPB TV tomorrow evening. What is it that perhaps these different pilgrimages have in common? What is it that the differences and the similarities?
Well, I would say, to address this, something you raised at the outset of our conversation, right? So religion is challenged in many ways, as we all know, right? So membership is down, attendance is down, even the number of people who self-identify as religious is down and has been down for some period of time. And yet religion is surging. You mentioned one study that puts the number at 100 million. The UN released a study in September at the first UN conference on tourism that said a third of all tourists in the world are pilgrims, and the UN pegged the number at 300 million people a year. So for however you want to identify it, this is very popular today. Why is that? Because religion, as it was practiced for most of human history, I think it's fair to say was passive, right? So you go to a church at the time, you know, you go to a building, not a church always, you go to a building at the time the building tells you to show up. You sit passively in a pew. You listen to somebody sort of give a lecture from on high and tell you what to think or believe. Well, none of that is how we live today, right? We do things at our own time. What's the way people encounter the world? They go to the Google box, right? They use search. Search is the way people encounter the world, and increasingly that's the way people encounter religion. We know that half of Americans change faith in the course of their lives. We know that 4 in 10 Americans are in an interfaith marriage. And so we live in this time of fluidity, and I think that what is common among all these different journeys is the sense, I'm not going to be passive anymore. I'm not just going to accept the faith that my parents gave me or that I got from my community or from wherever you got it. I'm going to decide for myself. I'm going to get up off the sofa, and I'm going to go. So a pilgrimage at its core is a gesture of action. And I think the thing that the number one thing that unites them, and there are other things and some differences too, but the number one thing that unites them is the people making an affirmative decision to go on a journey to decide once and for all what they really believe.
That's interesting, because on the surface you'd think, okay, that the pilgrimages are an ancient way of behavior, but the way you're saying, you're putting in a different perspective, that this is very symbolic of modern behavior. It's part of modern life.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, the first thing you said is undoubtedly true, that for since the birth of religion. Really, as long as humans have walked, we have walked to get closer to our gods. And you know, Buddhists do it, Hindus do it, Zoroastrians do it, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, of course, do it. In Tibetan, the word for human is goer, one who goes, right? The Buddha said, if you die on a pilgrimage, you will go to a higher level of enlightenment. So, yes, it is timeless and time-tested. On the other hand, it's very contemporary, right? So if you take in Islam, right? So we know that that one of the five pillars of Islam is that all able-bodied people are called to make the Hajj at least once in their lives. But 100 years ago, in 1920, that number was 50,000. This year, it's 2 million. So many more people have that opportunity, in part because we live in the age of discount airfare and, you know, it's easier to travel. But even more than that, it's because we live in a time where identity is fluid, where we pick our own jobs, we pick our own mates, we pick our own where we want to live, we even pick our own gender identity. So we live in this time where we all have to, whatever you want to say, make our own identity and make our own meaning. And picking your own religion is now, it's somewhat late to the game, I would say, but it's now sort of picking up momentum. So yes, while I believe it is a forever thing, I believe it is very now, too.
We only have a couple of minutes here, and this probably isn't a good question to conclude an interview with, but I'm curious, just as for you, Bruce Feiler, where your interest in religion comes from.
Well, I grew up in Savannah, Georgia, five generations of Jews in Savannah, and, you know, for me, it's very connected to place, and I spent most of my life, as you know, traveling on the road. I wrote a book about Japan, a book about Oxford and Cambridge. I was a year as a circus clown. But it wasn't until I went to the Middle East, to Jerusalem first in my 30s, that I was always a bungee cord. I would bounce out, you know, and bounce out and bounce back home and bounce out and bounce back home. And when I got to the Middle East, the bungee cord stuck, if you will, in this other place. And so I feel like, you know, understanding this identity and finding a way to talk about it in contemporary terms, that's really been where my passion is. Most people speak about religion or religious leaders. You know, and their job is really to either proselytize or, you know, get butts in seats or to, you know, maintain the building fund or whatever it is. So I think that, you know, religion is so important today. We have to look at the news today, every day, every week, to know this is one of the biggest areas of human endeavor. And it's somehow, you know, foreboding for most people to talk about it. So my passion, I think, comes all the way to try to get to, I'm interested in meaning, how people live a meaningful life. And this is a way to get at that question, and it's a way that's really important that actually is forgotten, I would say, in contemporary discourse most of the time.
Bruce Feiler is host of the new six-part PBS series Sacred Journeys with Bruce Feiler. The first two episodes air on SDPB-TV tomorrow evening, beginning at 7 Central and 6 Mountain. And Bruce, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me, and happy holidays, everybody.